everything you say to me. I'm afraid so.
Because you gotta pull that bank out some way.
That's right.
You gotta feel that bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh yes, we're back at the suitcase. If you had a really heavy suitcase and you carried it from here clear across to your son's house, you might say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to this any further.
I say I'm tired, I'm exhausted.
Uh-huh, and you're glad you don't have to, what, the suitcase?
Carry it again.
Yeah, boy, that's quite a ways for a heavy suitcase. Okay, what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water, and it can draw its head and legs in?
Turtle.
Okay, and what about one that looks like a turtle but lives on land? What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
We call them chitlins. I call them chitlins.
Okay. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Abdomen.
Okay, what about from...
Is it the trunk?
Yeah. Do you ever call it chest or breast?
Chest.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you rope, that you use on a lake?
Is that a kind of fish or something?
Well, I'm thinking of something you can get into to get to the other side.
A boat.
Okay, does it have a different note, a special name if it has a pointed front?
No.
Okay. What about if it has a square front? Call the covering for a pillow.
Pillowcase.
Okay, fine. Have you ever embroidered pillowcases?
Yes, I have.
But they're very pretty.
I have some. I have my mother's, but she embroidered herself.
That's
my grandmother's clock right there, and that thing is over 150 years old.
That's beautiful.
And I have a shawl that goes in bed.
That's a wonderful clock.
It's been fixing though, something. Can't get nobody to fix it.
I bet people don't know about clocks like that anymore.
I don't know too much about it.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that's a pretty
necklace.
Wet of beads.
Necklace.
Okay, would you ever say pretty of beads?
Okay.
What would you call it? Okay, would you ever say pair of beads or string of beads? Or
string of beads.
String of beads. Okay, fine. And if two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really, the other one.
Whipped him.
Okay, great. And what do you call the back part of a man's legs back here when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his... Okay, but how about back here?
Hips, hunches.
Pardon me?
I don't know what that
is. Oh, okay.
I don't
Some people say he got down on his haunches or his honkers or...
Haunches, honkers. I know I've been calling it wrong.
Oh, well, nothing's wrong.